popped it out.
Well, he knows it. He used to carry in his wallet his old driver's license before he got saved. And I promise you, he looked as close to Cousin It on the Adams family. I'm talking about hair. It was unreal. And he don't look the same. Amen. I'm ashamed to say, I guess, I probably do. My hair's a little bit shorter. But when I got saved, I think I had a GI in those days. I believe me and Terry had met, and I lost and wound up getting a crew cut. Amen. But I think I had a skin head when I got saved. But I don't look a whole lot different. Maybe just a little bit older. But I'm like the song, boy, if you can see inside me. Actions on the outside are different. I didn't get enough help right there. I said the actions on the outside. And when I got saved, the first thing I noticed was how I felt in my heart. I've been in church all my life, man. Wasn't my first rodeo. I've been there and done that. I've been to every revival meeting, heard some of the greatest preachers that ever lived. But man, that first Sunday I went to church after that Friday night, something was different. Right? That's how I knew I was saved. Them people that I always called hypocrites and said I hate them. Man, there they sat, and I thought, boy, I love old brother so-and-so. Something happened down in my heart. Amen. Mark chapter number four. Simple, quick thought tonight. I promise you, I'm not lying to you. Quick thought. Some of y'all, look up here. Some of y'all, if I preach a short message, don't make such a big deal of it. I preached 21 minutes at Grace. No, 23 minutes at Grace Sunday night. And some of y'all freaked out. Wanting to know what was wrong with me. Wasn't nothing wrong, I was done. Ain't no way the Bible said you got to preach an hour and a half, especially when they got another preacher. Sometimes just say what you got to say and sit down. I hate it when a preacher gets to a place and he's done with his message and he just goes on and on, kills everything he just done. Amen. And sometimes I'll preach an hour. And I ain't apologizing for that, neither. Sometimes I might preach 20 minutes. Amen. Shortest time so far behind the pulpit was at Fullerville a couple of years ago. I preached with Brother Garland Odom. And I preached 14 minutes. 14 minutes. I wasn't timing it. Somebody else was. Well, listen, it don't matter the length of it.
That's right.
Amen. I know some of you are super, super happy when I preach short. Amen. I like it when it's a little bit long myself. As long as I'm giving you something. Amen. Amen. If you went to a movie and paid $15 to see that movie, and $11 for a box of popcorn, $7 for a cocoa, and the movie lasted 30 minutes, you'd feel shortchanged, wouldn't you? Amen. This morning, I preached on the sower in Matthew chapter number 13. Most of you were in here, so I won't rehearse it a whole lot. We talked about the sower, the seed, and the soul. The sower, the seed, and the soul. Every day this past week as I left my house and drove out, Brother Stacy's uncle, Brother Charles Bice, 80-year-old, been out there digging and holding and working, preparing the ground for his garden. And every day I ride by there, the Lord just pricked my heart, and I think about the story in the Bible and how it is our job to sow the seed of the Word of God. This morning we talked about the task of the sower. The task of the sower. We talked about his identity, who he is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he delegates that thing to us. And that's to sow the seed of the gospel. His intention, his identity is Jesus. His intentions are that the seed fall on good ground. Amen. Anyway, we talked about the task of the sower. And then we talked about the testimony or the treasure of the seed. The treasure of the seed. Without seed, Brother Marty, we wouldn't have nothing. Let me just park right here for a second and say some of these churches that have to have a rock band.
Come on.
These churches that's got to dim the lights and turn on the smoke. They have to do that because they don't have any seed. Can I say that again? It just felt real good, but they have to do that because they don't have any seed. You ain't got a King James Bible, you just back it up. I heard an old preacher say many years ago, he said, if the music goes, the book will go next.
Amen.
I've seen it go both ways. I'm glad we ain't got to have a bunch of hype. Why? Because we got some seed. Amen. Ain't a bar stool sitting up here. The day you see me come in here wearing flip-flops, well, you just ain't going to see that day. I may be barefoot in my casket when they roll me in. Y'all all right? I'm glad we get behind this pulpit. We got a Bible. We got a sack of seed. We got something to sow. We talked about the task of the sower. Then we talked about the treasure of the seed. It's a powerful thing, Brother Mark. That book right there, that's the most powerful book in the world. They tried to outlaw it. They tried to burn it out. Yes, it's still the number one seller of all time. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Thank God for the Bible. Amen. It's a powerful thing. Heard a story about a man in New York City. There was a hat laying on the ground. He was running around. You know, you see everything in New York City. Anybody ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. I was looking at pictures the other day, Brother Freddie, when we were there. Back in whenever that was. When we were young. Amen. But there's a guy had a big hat laying on the ground. He was running around and around and around that hat, hollering, "It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!" Somebody raised the hat up to see what it was. It's a Bible. Thank God it is a living book. Amen. I don't read the living Bible version, but I have the living Bible. Amen. Well, it's a powerful thing. You drop this seed in the cold, dead ground, and it gives life where there was no life. Jesus said, "I'm come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly." It's a powerful seed. Amen. It's precious seed. Amen. The task of the soul. The treasure of the seed. And then we talk about the testimony of the soul. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with the soul. We say it again. Ain't nothing wrong with the soul. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. I'm serving the same God tonight that Moses was when they walked across that Red Sea on dry ground. I'm serving the same God Daniel saw in the den of lions. I'm serving the same God in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm serving the same Savior that got up out of the grave on that first Easter morning. Hey, my blessed God, He has not changed. Ain't nothing wrong with the sower.
Amen.
I believe a lot of the problem in our country is ain't nobody sowing. I'm tired of motivational speakers. Amen. Some of them people, somebody told me one day, said, "Did you hear so and so took Baptist off their sign?" I said, "Praise the Lord." I wish they'd have done it a long time ago. Y'all okay? You ain't gonna preach the gospel, take it off. That's what gives us our franchise. It's a B-I-B-L-E. Hey, if we're not gonna preach the book, this God Baptist used to mean something.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This lady stood out here in the parking lot a couple of weeks ago. When was it? I don't know. The day before Ladies' Day, that's when it was. And she was with some suicide prevention outfit ministry, sweet lady, and asking me 1,000 questions about the church. And I preached the whole message on it. I told you, she asked me, "What's your message?" I thought she was wanting to know what I was going to preach Sunday. I was fixing to give her a 3-point outline right there with subpoints, reiterated. Amen. I was fixing to lay it on her. I said, "Ma'am, explain to me what you mean." She said, "Well, I assume." Now watch this. "I assume because you're an independent Baptist, you're just hellfire and brimstone." I said, "Well, ma'am, you assumed wrong. I said, that's part of it. But if that's all it was, there'd be no balance in the preaching. I said, you may find this strange, but we preach on the love of God. And we preach on the grace of God. Was it not for the love of God and the grace of God, every one of us would be on our way to the devil's hell. Nothing wrong with this country. Preaching will not fix. As long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to preach this book. If you hear Brother Eddie White has switched Bibles, you can just mark her down. Something snapped in my head. My rubber band broke. My bologna fell out of my sandwich. I'm crazy. Put me away somewhere. I'm convinced this is God's Word. Make no apology for it. Somebody said you're narrow-minded. Well, it's a narrow way. I'm trying to say there ain't nothing wrong with the sower. Number two, ain't nothing wrong with the seed. Just ranting a little bit tonight. Let me say it again. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. This book don't need fixing. I can't stand getting in a meeting somewhere where somebody's got a little education under their belt and they're reading through there and they got a King James Bible, but they correct it the whole time they preach it. Well, a better word would be. No, shut your mouth.
Amen.
If there's a better word would have been there, God would have put it there.
Amen.
You're simple minded. Call me what you want, but I believe my book.
Amen.
I'm glad I ain't got to stand up here and try to fix it while I'm preaching it to you. Hey, I don't fix this book. This book fixes me.
Amen.
That's a little something right there. I said, our job's not to fix that book. Our job is to let that book fix us. Heaven said I'm going to hide it in the heart that I might not see it. You know what that's saying? That book will fix you. Nothing wrong with the seed. Seed's fine. You know what they're doing today? They're genetically modifying seeds. So a watermelon, I'll never get this message tonight. I told you it was going to preach short. They're genetically modifying seeds today so that a watermelon will grow with no seeds. You say, I like seedless watermelon. Here's the problem with seedless watermelon. It cannot produce another watermelon.
Amen.
Are we all right? I don't want a bunch of seedless Christians around here. They're not going to genetically modify that book so that no seed is going forth. Hey, I want this thing to perpetuate. I want my kid to get some seed. Ryan to get some seed. Believe to get some seed. With the seed. Some of you preacher boys, you're going to run into somebody. You're going to run into somebody and they're going to try and fix you. You're going to get off in some school somewhere and they're going to try and fix you. You mark this down. Brother Eddie White said it. April the 22nd, 2018. Somebody's going to try and fix you. Let me tell you something straight up. You ain't broke. They're going to be very eloquent. And very soft-spoken. They're going to have words as well as this. And they're going to say things like, no disrespect to your former pastor. But he's just ignorant and does not know. Does that sound like them? And they're going to sweep you off your feet. With all that useless knowledge they possess. Just because you know something don't make it right. You can know a lie. Ain't nothing wrong with seed. That's why people are following that Steven Anderson kook.
Amen.
He's an idiot.
Amen.
Tearing churches up all over his country.
Yeah. Amen.
Talking about there ain't no rapture, ain't no dispensation, ain't supposed to have no altar in the church. He's a fruitcake. I'm on the inner web and I save without a problem.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Even though I have the truth, it's not my motive in life to go around and tear up other churches because they don't agree with me in every area. That's just straight out of hell. Well, that ain't got nothing to do with the message. But I'm going to get you that just enough along the way. Just so when they come in here, and they already have, by the way. Just so they know. We ain't. Ain't nothing wrong with the sower tonight. And ain't nothing wrong with the seed. Do you know this book will still get the job done? Brother Freddie, not even in church, went to price a job last night. Old boy going through a divorce, they got to talking, and he just broke down and started crying, Brother Freddie. He said, I don't know why I'm getting all emotional like this, Brother Freddie. Said, have you ever been saved? He said, no. You know what he did? He took him to the seven-step program. No, he just gave it to the seed. Bowed his head and trusted Christ. I said it still works. It is still germinating in the hearts of hearers. I ain't read no scripture yet, I know. Done that on purpose. Ain't nothing wrong with the sower, ain't nothing wrong with the seed. The problem is with the soul. The problem lies within the soul. Jesus said, explaining this parable in Mark chapter 4, verse number 14, he said, the sower soweth the word. The sower soweth the word. Now listen to me very carefully. I'll let you out of this. If we're not careful, you hear it so much.
That's right.
Some of you just this week have heard more Bible preaching than a lot of people who are in some of these so-called churches. You've heard more Bible preaching in a week than they'll hear in a lifetime.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you don't even know it. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, this week, Monday night, Tuesday night, and even beyond that, Friday night, Saturday night, at New Manna. I'm talking about bam, 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 bam. You listen to Mark Stroud preach 10 minutes, you're going to get by.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I get 10 outlines out of one of his messages. Amen. You get the Bible poured in you from every which way. Amen. I want you to ask yourself this question. If I'm hearing so much of the seed, if I'm receiving so much of the seed, why ain't more growing? I know people that's been in churches just like theirs all, I was all their life, and ain't never done nothing. Ain't never shouted, ain't never come to the altar, ain't never witnessed. I'm telling you, it ain't the soul. And it ain't the seed. Preacher told me, preached in this pulpit in our chapel one day, told me that when he was 15 years old, he made a decision that every service, every sermon that he heard, that he'd make some sort of decision for his life. He said that while he was preaching. We went out to eat and I called him on it. I said, now, brother, that sounded good preaching, but you didn't really mean that. He said, oh, yeah. And he started recalling some messages he had heard me preach through the years. And he said, when I heard you preach that message, he said, here's the decision I made for my life. You know what he said? Here's what he said. Every time I hear the book, every time I receive the seed, I'm going to let it find lodging place in my heart and let God do something in my life. You know, I believe, Brother Marty, we ain't ever supposed to stop growing. I don't think we're ever going to arrive till we get out of this old body of flesh. Till we get a body likened unto him. John said, I don't know what we're going to be, but I do know this. When he shall appear, we shall be like him. Then you can say I've made it. Then you can say I've arrived. But until then, it's he's still working on me and making me what I ought to be. Amen. You hear as much of this book as you hear. Why is it not having a greater effect on your life?
Amen.
I'm 53 years old, Brother Marty. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. That book's still amazing to me. I've read through it over and over and over and over, and I still go, whoa, wait a minute. You're not back up hit to the end, man. I ain't ever seen that. It's a bottomless well. It just keeps giving and giving and giving. Now listen tonight. I'm going to tell you some reasons why this book is not having a greater effect in your life. It's because in verse number 15, where am I supposed to be? I'm at the mark. I'm way over here in the wood. I forgot to close my Bible. Don't matter. Verse number 15, watch this. I need my glasses. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. Did you hear that? The reason this book is not doing more in our life is because of the word that has been removed.
Yes, sir.
So I don't really understand that verse. Let me explain it to you. Is your mind prone to wonder?
Yeah.
In church?
Yes, sir.
Have bad thoughts while you're sitting there?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You know what that is? You know what that is? That's the devil saying to you today.
Yeah.
Let me trade you something. Let me trade you this thought for that seed. I don't know how many times I've went to a restaurant on Sunday afternoon and I see somebody from another church and say, hey brother, how was service today? And they'll shake my hand and say, well preacher, it was good. Man, it was good. What did the preacher preach? It's gone before you get out to the car.
Amen.
The reason it's gone before you get out of the car is because we don't think more of it than we do. God has gone out of His way to send us a word from heaven, and we ought to grab onto that thing like a bulldog and say, smutty face, you ain't getting it. Get out of my head. Get out of my mind. Get out of my thoughts. Get out of my face. I need this seed to get through the week. The devil will come and steal it away. Boys, you'll sit in church services like we've been having, and if you ain't careful, and big old eyelashes across the church be batting at you. Better watch that.
Yeah.
You better put God before a girl.
Yeah.
You girl for a girl, you better put God before a guy.
Amen.
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 He's the most important man in your life.
Amen, sir.
We okay? I'm talking about the devil knows how to come and steal away what God's trying to blame.
Amen.
A couple years ago, I'm not a yard man. I wish we'd go back to the old days where they had dirt yards. And Granny, I ain't lying, Granny had a yard broom. She swept the yard. Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Man, I'm getting old. I'm with you guys now. I can remember that yard broom, man. You wouldn't have to spend all that money on a stinking lawnmower. But we got a big bear patch out in the yard. I mean, just bear, where everybody turns their cars around. Angie said, won't you plant some grass right there and see if you can get it to grow? I was really praying it wouldn't grow. I went out there and broke that ground up a little bit and I sowed that seed. I went back in the house, Brother George. I ain't talking about 20 minutes. I went in, sat down, drunk a glass of tea. I opened the front door and that whole little patch was covered with birds.
Yeah.
I ain't planted it 20 minutes ago. It ain't even had a chance to get wet yet. And there they are. Pet, 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 pet. I said, eat it all, boys. Go on now, I'll go get you some more. Well, I said, I wonder why that grass didn't grow up. I ain't got a clue. Might have been a little gas in that fertilizer. I don't know. I'm kidding. I really did try to get it up. But no sooner did it hit the ground, there's something there to stay with it. Amen. The reason this book's not having a bigger effect is because the word's been removed. Hey. I'm guilty myself. I'm guilty myself of not even remembering what I preached. Amen. I do this all the time. I go somewhere to preach. I will tomorrow. That little preacher boy picked me up on the plane. I'm going to say, do you remember what I preached last time when I said to you? Y'all all right? The devil is good at taking that seed away before it has a chance to germinate. Now, I like it when that book gets in you and takes root. He can't fly off of that. Hey, listen. That thing's got to have time to take root. There's the word removed. Here's our problem. Verse number 16 and 17. The Bible said, these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receiveth it with kindness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when afflicted or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Let me just say, there's a word that's been removed, and then there's the word that's been resisted. There's the word that's been resisted. If you're not careful, you'll dismiss an entire sermon over one statement of preaching about it. One statement that you disagree with or rubbed you the wrong way, don't resist it. I don't like all the preaching I hear.
Right.
Say that again. I don't like all the preaching I hear. And I love to be preached to. I love it. When Brother Jonathan got up here talking about Hannah and her blessing. That's good stuff, man. I like it when we stand up and shout. You want to run laps around the building, but that word don't always come like that. I know some people, they think, well, if you didn't shout and run aisles, we didn't have church. It ain't always that way. Why? Because life ain't always that way. Sometimes, thank God, it's a Oreo blizzard. Sometimes it gets real good and it's Butterfinger blizzard. Sometimes that word is just vegetable, neutral. I don't want that. He didn't ask you what you want. Brother Marty, I grew up when we didn't have a menu at the house. Mama didn't go around the house and say, now what do you want? What do you want? We're living in today. Some of these women sitting here guilty. You'll fix five different things. Because everybody in the house wants something different. You walk by the table at my house and go, hey, you do eat all you want? You eat it or go to bed hungry. Amen. I like that, Mr. James. That ain't the kind I like. You better eat. You better eat. Anybody remember sitting at the table? Snot running down your face. You ain't getting up this table, do you eat? You gonna claim that plate? One more bite. That's the way I feel when I'm preaching sometimes. I'm with you, John. Y'all have to. Resist it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. We took my wife out for her birthday today because I got to go out of town. We went to La Bamba's down there in New Georgia. I ordered something I ain't never had. It's a chimichanga. Anybody ever had one of them? You know that's an accident. Took them carried in Mexico. I've been to the restaurant. They had a burrito sitting on the counter, ready to take out to a customer. A guy knocked it in the deep fryer and didn't know it. They fished that thing out of there, and somebody said, "Man, that looks good." And that's, I'm serious, that's where chimichanga was born. I ain't never ate one, I had one today. Chicken chimichanga. The chicken tastes like that wood on top of that table. I mean, I didn't like it. I told my wife, I said, "This ain't no good." She said, "Well, here, eat some of mine." I said, "I didn't order that. This is what I ordered." You know what I did? I sat there and ate that chimichanga. I spoiled when I got done. I'm sure it had nutritional value. I just didn't like the taste of it. My daughter-in-law ordered the same thing Cora did. I said, "Is yours any good?" She said, "Yeah, I love it." You're weird. It's going to taste right. I'm trying to say, just because you don't like the style of the message or the style of the preacher, I don't think everybody's got spit fibers about it. Old Wayne Simmons, he's just different night and day. That old lost radio, man, he'll load your way. Doug Fisher, people say, "Man, I just don't get Doug Fisher." Listen, he's going to give you 500 verses, man. I'm telling you, they're going somewhere. What I'm saying is, don't resist the word. God's provided it to us week in and week out. And in my opinion, y'all don't agree or disagree, but I have some of the best preachers around come through this church.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some of the best preachers that I know come preach to you in this pulpit. I had a pastor tell me one time, he said, "I'll book nobody. I don't book anybody who can out-preach me." And I thought, "You're an idiot. I want my people to get the best there is."
That's right.
You know what that was? That man had a, he was had an insecurity problem. Amen. Amen. The word removed, then the word resisted. Let's go on. I'm full already. Verse number 18. I got there. I mean, I wish I had my glasses. Verse number 18, he said, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world," or listen, I'm going to say that again, "and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." There was the word that was removed, the word that was resisted. But then there was the word that was restricted. Restricted. Now, I think that's where a lot of people are.
Yeah. Right.
He talked about the cares of the world.
Yeah.
The deceitfulness of riches. We worry about a whole lot of stuff that don't really matter.
Right.
We get to the judgment seat of Christ, it won't matter how big your boat was.
Amen.
It won't matter how much chrome was on your heart.
Amen.
It won't matter. It won't matter how many home runs you hit.
Amen.
Or three-pointers you shot. All this stuff we get all wrapped up.
Amen.
It won't matter how big a deer you killed.
Right.
How much the bass weighed you caught. All that stuff we get all wrapped up. It ain't going to mean nothing.
Amen.
If we ain't careful, we'll get the word choked out of our heart because of the cares of this world. Even our own troubles and trials that choke the word out of our heart. 1 Peter 5, the Bible said, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you." Amen. There's the word that was removed, the word restricted. And then thank God in verse 20, there's the word that was received. I'll just read it and we'll go to the house. And the Bible said, "These are they which are sown in good ground, and is hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100." Here's what we ought to make up our mind. Look at me, I'm done. I'm talking to you. By the grace of God, every time that Bible's open on that pulpit, I want to receive it.
Amen.
Even when I can't say an amen. Even when it's old me.
Right.
And I have to go. Even when it rubs me a little bit wrong. Even if it's something I'm guilty of. I have to sit in church and have preachers peel my hide and holler amen while they're doing it. You know why? Because they're right.
Right.
And I know they're right. And I know when I'm wrong. If you're receiving so much of this seed, why isn't there more growing in your heart? Why isn't your marriage stronger? Why didn't you walk closer? Why isn't your prayer life enriched a little more? You're getting the seeds coming. Week in, week out. Some of it's on a daily basis. If it's not growing, something's wrong. Listen to me what I said. It ain't the soul. It ain't the seeds. It's not a new church you need. You need to come take a soul sample. Find out why that seed ain't taking root in your heart. God not doing something to change your life for the better. We'll always be moving forward.
Yes.
Always. Let's stand our feet. Let's ask you to come to the Lord. God, deal with your heart.